the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Plans to give you hope and a future. What's the opposite of love?
Hate.
Well done. You should have been at the quiz. What's the opposite of hope? Sorry? No, it's all right. I'm interested that everyone used the same word and not the word I'd have used. It's interesting. Hope, the opposite is despair. Yeah? Any other possibilities?
Disappointment.
Okay. All right. When I thought hopelessness was the opposite of hope, but none of that is wrong. I'm not saying it's just it's your opinion, really, isn't it? Have you been in both places? Have you been in a place where you've been hopeful or full of hope, and a place where you've been feeling hopeless? Hopelessness is all around you. I think we all have. I don't know, but I think everyone in the congregation and myself have been in a place of hope and in a place of hopelessness. Hope and love are things that everyone needs. Hope gives you a direction, otherwise you wander about lost. Some people hope for a large bank account for their old age and a good pension. Some hope for fame. Others hope just to be loved and to find the capacity to love. Christians, however, see hope beyond this life. Our hope doesn't finish at the end of this life. Our hope goes on to being a hope that we are going to be with Jesus Christ. And that's crucial in the word hope and the Christian version of it. Hope for things in this world slip by when people grow older. Certainly been true in my life. My hopes and dreams have changed from when I was 20 to now when I'm, and you won't believe this, 61. I know. But they've certainly changed from being 20 to being 61. And by the time I get to 93, I expect they'll have changed again. But I'll tell you when I get to 93. Let's hope I get to 93. Hope is mentioned 50 times in the New Testament. G.K. Chesterton said this. He said, "Hope means hoping when things are hopeless, or it is no virtue at all. As long as matters are really hopeful, hope is mere flattery or platitude. It is only when everything is hopeless that hope begins to be a strength." God uses hope when everything is hopeless. So when we're in that dark place, that's when hope becomes really important. "To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory." The hope of glory is Christ in us. Christ living in us and through us is the hope in this life. When we look at our lives and see the imperfection, we can be discouraged and we can lose hope. But when we look at Jesus, we can see Jesus within people and the hope that he is living out in their lives. "Now the God of hope fill you with joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit." God is our source of hope, and this hope can do all sorts of things for us. People everywhere are looking for happiness. They're looking to wealth and fame and good times and earthly love. But as Christians, the word hope is different. The word talks about joy and peace that comes from having God in our lives, that comes from having the Holy Spirit present on a day-to-day basis. I'd go as far as to say that when we stop having the Holy Spirit in our lives on a day-to-day basis, hope starts to fade away. Hope starts to disappear. And if you think of the times when you felt hopeless in your life, certainly for me, they're the times when I've let God move and my focus has gone from God onto something else, whatever that something else is. And that's when hope starts to fade, starts to disappear. And when we come back to God, we come back to hope. We can hope that God, our Saviour and Lord Jesus Christ, is our hope. But what about those without hope? I would think that everyone in the congregation has got hope this morning. It might be at a different level, but I would think that we've all got hope this morning. What about the folk out there? The folk that haven't come to Roman Road or any other church? The folk that don't know Jesus Christ? The folk that don't believe in him and haven't heard about him and haven't been told? At that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the Commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. Ephesians 2, verse 12. There are people out there that have no hope. All their hope is transient. Their hope is in something that's just going to fade away. Their hope might be in the job that they've got and the promotion that they're hoping for. And if they get that promotion, their hope will then be in another promotion or more money or a better holiday or whatever it is. Their hope is in something that is going to fade away. Our hope is in something that isn't going to fade away. So shouldn't we share that? Shouldn't we share that every day that we can with people out there, the hope that we've got that they haven't? If you'd got a really good secret, something really good that you'd found, say you'd been to Tesco and you'd found out that they're selling Lorpak for £1. I know, it's incredible, because I don't know how much it is now. It's shortly to be banned in our house, Lorpak, I'm told. We can't afford it anymore, it seems. It's sad. But say you'd found out something like that, what would you do? What would you do this morning as you were having a coffee or a tea? Yeah, you'd stock up and you'd tell everyone here, wouldn't you? You'd go, you know what, Christine? They're selling Lorpak for £1. You want to get down there and get... Yeah, stock up on it. And everyone would go down and found out. Why don't we feel like that about God? Why don't we feel like that about the hope that we've got in Jesus? What stops us from sharing that good news every day? God, in his mercy, set hope for us. We received it, and it's become an anchor for our souls, which is steadfast and sure. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 13. And now abides faith, hope, and love. These three. But the greatest of these is love. But hope made the top three, didn't it? Hope made the top three. And look at the order. The order's quite interesting. Don't know if you've ever thought about it. Faith, hope, and love, and the greatest of these is love. What's faith? We all know the acronym, do we? Faith, forsaking all, I trust him. Forsaking all, I trust him. Trusting in God in everything that we do. Hope is there in the middle, keeping the other two either side of it. Faith, hope, and love. Hope is important, it's crucial, because our hope is in God. For what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing? Are not even you in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? Hope goes beyond ourselves. Hope goes to the lives of others. People see whether we're living a life of hope in God or not. when they talk to us? What do we talk about? What examples do we give? What sort of life do we live? For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man sees, what does he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then we do with patience wait for it. Romans 8:24-25. In the original Greek it says, we were saved in hope. We must live our whole lives, the lives that God has given us, that we can count his works and move towards the reward. And we do that in hope. But hope is not something in a Christian life that might or might not happen. It's something that we know is going to happen because it's been promised by God. So in that very word hope, there's already two different meanings. There's the meaning out there, I hope something will happen. It might not. Or there's the Christian hope. We know it's going to happen. We're assured it's going to happen by God. Beloved, now we are sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that has this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure. Our living hope arises out of an assurance of our salvation. Our hope is based on and stirred up by God. The hope operates within us in a holy manner. 1 John 3:3. And every man that has this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure. You know about salt and how it works and how wonderful it is and how we couldn't survive without it. We've had messages on salt in the past. It's within us. It's in our blood. It's blood salt. It's everywhere. And without it, we wouldn't have a chance. We wouldn't have a chance. The sea's full of it. But that salt does all sorts of different things. And one of the things it does is to purify and cleanse. And this talks about hope being like salt. Hope purifying. And it's interesting to me that, and every man that has this hope in him purifies himself. That not seem strange? Purifies himself, even as he is pure. We're not purifying ourselves, we're allowing God to purify us. What we're allowing into our lives is making us pure, making us what God wants us to be. And it makes us better people and loving people. We realise that in Jesus Christ we are heirs to the riches of glory. We need not be selfish or covetous because we are rich in Christ. I just want to close with a reading from Eugene Peterson. I don't know if you've heard of him, but he's written lots of good things. And he wrote this. He wrote, hoping does not mean doing nothing. I'll repeat that. Hoping does not mean doing nothing. Remember that this week. So to sit there at home in a chair and hope that your neighbour becomes a Christian and a believer in Christ, that's not hoping. Hoping does not mean doing nothing. It is the opposite of desperate and panicky manipulations, of scurrying and worrying. And hoping is not dreaming either. It is not spinning an illusion or a fantasy to protect us from our boredom or our pain. Hope is a confident, alert expectation that God will do what he has said he will do. It is imagination put in the harness of faith. It is a willingness to let God do it his way and in his time. Hope is something active. It's not something where you sit and hope. It's where you get up and work for God. And the hope is that God will use that work that you're doing. And that is hope. Hope is an agreement between you and God that you are going to move on together. And that's my hope for you this week, that you will move on with God where God wants you to be. Amen.